of Jesus, praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus. Lord, we praise your name, sweet Jesus. We praise your name, sweet Jesus, for you're our rock, you're our fortress, you're our deliverer. In you will we trust. We praise your name, sweet Jesus, where he me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I'll go with him, with him all the way. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling, calling. Take thy cross and follow me. He will give me grace and glory. He will give me grace and glory. He will give me grace and glory, his glory, and go with me all the way. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I follow, I'll follow, I'll go with him, with him. All the way there is about 10 fields with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty states, lose all their guilty saints, lose all their guilty saints, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty saints. The dying thief rejoice to see that fountain in his day, and there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away. Wash all my sins away. Wash all my sins away. And there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. The Lord will give you all the glory. We'll give you all the glory. We'll give you all the glory. He cries, the Lord, for you alone are worthy, for you alone are worthy, Lord. die for you alone. Ah, worthy. Christ, you're our Lord. Hallelujah.
Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you this morning, Father God. Father God, we come to you in repentance, Father God, if we did anything, said anything, or even thought anything that wasn't pleasing to you, Father. We want you to forgive us right now. We ask for your forgiveness. Father God, we thank you for protecting us all night long as we slept, Father God. Father God, we thank you for protecting our children, Father God. Father God, we ask you to continue to send the angels out, Father God, and put a wedge of protection around the children, Father God. Father God, we thank you for being who you are, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Father God, we ask you to touch all the leaders around the world, Father God. Touch the mind, the body, the soul, and the spirit, Father God, that they do right by your sheep, Father God. Father God, we ask you to continue to be the healer that you are, Father God. Father God, we ask you to go into the hospital this morning, Father God. Touch, Father God. Give strength, Father God. Give healing, Father God. Give comfort, Father God. Father God, we just want you to know that we know it's people that didn't make it this morning, Father God. Father God, we just ask you to comfort those families, Father God. We just thank you this morning, Father God, for all that you do, Father God. We just can't thank you enough for all that you do, Father God. Father God, we thank you this morning, Father God. Oh, we thank you, Father. Father God, we ask you to touch the messenger this morning, Father God. As they decrease, Father God, we ask you to increase, Father God, as they bring the word this morning, Father God. Father God, we just thank you right now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for all the miracles and wonders and all the signs, Father God. Father God, we thank you for dispatching the angels to the east, the north, the south, and the west, Father God, protecting us through this pandemic, Father God. Father God, we ask you to continue to spread your love, Father God. Your love is awesome and amazing, Father God. And we thank you for loving us, Father God. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, Father God. Father God, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for sending your son to die for our sins, Father God. We thank you this morning, Father God. Father God, we ask you to continue to strengthen us, increase our territory, Father God, increase our business, Father God, increase our prosperity, Father God. We thank you this morning. We pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Host, are you there?
Yes, good morning, brother. I am here.
Take it away.
Well, good morning to each and everyone on the Master's Call this morning. I am your host, Ruth Smith, from Atlanta, Georgia, and it is indeed a pleasure and honor to be here with you this morning. Thank you, Brother Minister Darrell, for greeting us this morning and starting each and everyone off with that powerful prayer. Some may wonder, what's all the buzz about 11 years this month? Well, in October of 2010, our Lord blessed our co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, with a vision and a mandate, and they were obedient and said yes, and hence we have the Master's Call, prayer call. We stand on Scripture, Psalm 88 and 13, that reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website, themasterscall.net. That's themasters with an S, call.net. All messages have been archived on the site, as well as the bios of our speakers. Please share our website and share the information on this call. We'd love to hear from each and every one of you. The theme for this year is, in 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. If you feel led of the Lord to be part of this blessed and powerful ministry as a greeter, like Brother Darrell did this morning, a host, yours truly, a psalmist, as Dr. Vanessa so graciously did this morning, or maybe you have a word from the Lord, as our speaker shall do momentarily. You may even have prayer requests or praise reports. Please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. Once again, info@themasterscall.net. We're waiting to hear from you. And Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Please keep in mind that after the call on Fridays, we take prayer requests and praise reports. This is your time to share God's glory and to ask us for additional prayers. We're glad to pray for everyone. So you may hear about a company named Artist International. This company was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now Artist Life. Great products to help the world become healthier. The morning motivational calls are held Monday through Friday right after this call. And there's a team of great leaders that are given vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist products. Now that number is 712-770-4005 and the PIN 294-617. Once again, 770-4005-294-617. There is a bypass number, 716-293-9707. So let's talk about our speaker today, Prophet Kai Brown. Prophet Kai Brown was born in New York City, and she currently resides in the great state of Texas. We are blessed to have her on our leadership team. She has a BS in electrical engineering, and she was called to the ministry as a lay minister in the early 2000s. She has a Master's of Arts in Pastoral Counseling and a Master's of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. She is currently working on her doctorate in ministry and is a candidate for transformation leadership. Prophet Kai, the Lord has indeed equipped her for such a time as this. Not only is she educated, she has compassion, and she has an innate ability to speak to your heart and meet you right where you are with a call to action always. We just thank the Lord for allowing us to hear from Prophet Kai. She is a dear sister and friend, and I introduce to some and remind others of our sweet sister, Prophet Kai. Are you with us?
I am, Minister Ruth. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, my sister. Take it.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, my dear brothers and sisters on the TMC call. Thank you, thank you, thank you for such a warm introduction, Minister Ruth, and thank you for hosting us with such Jesus joy, and to our dear Dr. Vanessa for ushering us into the presence of the Lord with praise and worship, and our dear brother Darrell for seating and greeting us this morning. And of course, I have to say thank you, thank you, thank you to the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pecola Roberts, whose yes is why we can be here today. Their obedience is why we are here each Monday through Friday for such a time as this. And we give all praise, all glory, and all honor to the I Am in our lives, our Daddy God, our big brother Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, which rests, rules, and abides with us. We are in the process of wrapping up the I Am series, which will, the Lord gave me very clear vision that it will wrap up tomorrow. So today we are going to start the closing of the I Am series with I Am Your Everything. And I was like, okay, Lord, you're right. You are our everything. And so as it's so fitting the way Dr. Vanessa, it's amazing to be prophetically linked to your psalmist who is just opening us up this morning, how she was talking about he's our everything. He is our all in all. We will follow him everywhere that we go. We had not talked about that. But yet God, in his divine wisdom and power, just ushered it in exactly the way it needed to be ushered in. And that is why I so love him. He sets it up. He ordains it, and he brings it to pass in a way we cannot. We will never be able to. So let us just turn to Psalm 73 and 25 and 26, which says, whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart, my everything, my perfect portion forever. And that is fitting. He is my everything, my perfect portion forever. And that's just it. God says, if you allow me to be the I am, and in this case, I am your everything, there is nothing that you will be lacking because I am your perfect portion. But are we willing to submit the way that Moses submitted as he went back to Egypt to help free the people of Israel, to help to take them through the process of being released by Pharaoh and by allowing God to be their everything? Now, the process wasn't smooth. You know, the children of Israel, you know, had some ups and downs and some sideways and some backwards, you know, and sometimes we had some two steps forwards and four steps back during that process, but he was their everything. And even when they deserved to be forsaken, and yes, they spent 50, 40 years walking around in the wilderness, but in that time, he never left them, nor did he forsake them. He did let them stumble. He did let them fall. See, because they, just like us, have to get their understanding of what it is we're supposed to be doing. Just like in the natural, we have to let our children find their way. We have to let them have their wilderness experience to come to a place of understanding. God has to do that with us, even though he is our everything, and even though he is always right there waiting for us to turn back to him so that we can be restored to our rightful place because of who we are in him. But will you let him be your everything? Will you even submit to allowing him to be the I am in your life? See, he desires that right relationship with us. He longs for it. He longs to see us prosperous, and that's not a money thing, but life prosperous. Health, strength, wisdom, prosperous. Financial prosperity, too, don't get me wrong, but there are so many more things that God desires to give us. And if he is our everything, if he is the I am in our lives, then he can. He wants control, not just access. And he wants it in every area of our lives. Because he sees and knows it all before we even think, hope, say, or do it. He is never caught off guard. And in this time that we are living in this season, in the seasons that we are going through, if we are honest,
We need him to be our everything. I don't know about you, but as I sit in this season of my life, and hear me clearly, I am in a very good place. But it is also a hard place because God is stretching me. And he is requiring more because he is giving me more. And he said, will you trust me and allow me to be your everything, even when it feels helter-skelter? Even when it feels crazy? Even when you are under attack, when there is no cause, there's no justified reason for you to be? Will you allow me to be your everything and stand firm on my word and do that which I've called you to do? Will you be that example, that shining light on a hill, allowing the light and love of Jesus to flow through you to people who are cursing your name? Will you act right on your job, thank you, Lord, when your boss goes left on you? Will you do it the right way anyway? Romans 12 and 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Yeah, we're going to talk about you, but are you still going to walk through that the way that God has called you to walk through it? We're not going to acknowledge who you are and what you do. We're going to take the credit for ourselves, but are you still going to walk through the way God tells you to walk through? Think about it. Jesus didn't deserve to go to the cross because he was perfection, but he chose to walk through it the way God desired him to walk through it. Nevertheless, Father, not my will, thy will be done. And that was the ultimate sacrifice. And he's not asking us for that. He's just asking us to walk through it the way he desires us to. And it really isn't going to cost us our lives to do so. See, Jesus had to give up his life to walk according to what God desired from him. God is just asking us to surrender to him being the I am, which is perfection anyway. Knowing that we already know how it turns out. Even if we don't know what that situation looks like in the end, we already know that we've won and overcome the world because Jesus overcame it. Second Corinthians 12 and 9, if you think about any situation you're in, any circumstances that come your way, anything that has presented itself into your life, you think on 2 Corinthians 12 and 9, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. I tell you, I was talking to my mentor the other day, and she cracked up on me. She was like, I cannot believe how completely transparent God has you being right now. Because I will tell you, I am one to keep things very close to the vest. I'm not sharing. I'm not talking about it. I'm keeping it close to the vest. But the Lord is stretching me right now. And so that transparency is necessary. And it's not necessary for me, but it's necessary so that those he has me being transparent with can see where he is taking me and how he has taken me through. And it's funny that sometimes the lessons that come to our lives are not for or even about us. So knowing that, let me have a transparent moment right now. See, it is hilarious that he does this to me because I can't stand it. But he is the I am in my life, and so I surrender and submit to it. My mother is having surgery this morning. I was at the airport yesterday afternoon, no bags, no nothing, me and my purse and my ID, and I was trying to buy a plane ticket. And the Lord said, no. But my mother said, baby, I really want you here. And the Lord said, so once I heard that, I was at my job, I got in my car, I drove to the airport, which is 5 minutes from where I work, and I'm at the ticket counter trying to buy a ticket. And the Lord said, no. And I stopped dead in my tracks. I backed up from the ticket counter because I was already in a bad place because I also resigned from my job yesterday. Whew. Way more transparent than I planned on being this morning. And I was already in a weird place. And the Lord said, no, you have to walk out the closing of your job the way I said you do. Your mother is fine. Your sister is there. You can't go. So I walked back to long-term parking because I didn't know how long I was going to be gone, so I parked in long-term parking. I walked back to long-term parking mad. Just going to be transparent, mad at God. But he is my everything. He is the I am. So I'm walking away from a ticket counter to go back to my car because I'm not going to Florida today or tomorrow. And so I get in my car, I turn on my worship music, and I said, okay, Lord, what am I doing? What is it that I'm doing? He said, you're going to trust me to do what I say I'm going to do, and you're going to walk out this season that I need you to walk out because there are some people on your job who need to see you close this chapter, even though your boss is acting crazy, the way I'm going to show you to close this chapter. Okay. All right, Lord. I said, but you know, I got to call somebody, and I got to get this off me because I got to say all the things that I'm not going to be able to say because he knows his daughter. He knows I have to get that off my chest. So I did that. I called, and I went blah, 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 blah. And he said, okay, now that you've gotten that off your chest, how are you going to handle it? I said, I'm going to go home. I'm going to work because I wasn't. I'm going to work this evening. I'm going to do everything the way I would have normally done it. And I'm going to trust that you got mom in your hands. And not 5 minutes after I did that, not 5 minutes, my sister called me and said, well, there's really no need for you to come because they're only going to allow one person to come to the hospital, and it has to be that same person for the entire duration of her stay. She's like, and since you're not going to get here in time to do that, it's going to have to be me. But if I had been disobedient, if I had not allowed God to be the I am in my life, I would have probably already been on a plane because there was a flight leaving in 45 minutes. I would have already been on a plane on my way to Florida last night to have it be a moot point. But I trust and hear the leading and the unction of the Holy Spirit, and I trust God to be the I am in my life, and that is I am your everything. So we've got to make sure, and I'm telling you this not to glorify who I am and not to say that I get it right all the time, because believe me, I don't. I fall short because the word is very clear. All have fallen short and missed the glory of God. But I tell you this so you understand or you hear or you see how God will lead you to a place of perfect peace even when the answer is no. Even when you don't get what you want, there is a reason behind every yes and no that he gives us. If we are allowing him to be the I am in our lives, and that doesn't mean we don't get upset, we don't want to question him, we don't ask questions, because, see, we serve a God that knows that we're asking those questions in our head anyway, but we respect and honor him and trust him to be the I am in our lives. And if he's our everything, then no matter how we feel about it, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we think, we're going to do what he says. Because think about that. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Think about that. He loves us so much. He desires to be our everything, the I am in our lives, so much that he sent Jesus to the cross. He gave up his precious beloved so that we could be restored to right relationship with him, so that he could be the I am and the I am your everything in our lives. But will we surrender and trust that process? Will we say, okay, God, even when we desire something more than to do what he said, because I'm going to be real, I want it to be in Florida right now. Another day is not promised to my mother. Let us be clear. But I also know that even if something were to happen, I am in right relationship with her. I have done all the things God has told me to do in that relationship, and she has received her flowers while she is alive. So I have to trust that no matter what it looks like, that he has it under control, that he is the I am, not only in my life, but in her life. And that is, I am your everything. I am your everything, if you will allow me to be, if you will trust me enough to surrender and submit to what I am saying, to be able to walk away from a thing that you desire more than anything on earth, because you trust the leading of the Holy Spirit, because you hear the voice of God clearly, then he can be and do and give you all that he has for you if you will allow him to be the I am in your life. And that means I am your everything. I don't know about you, but that's the relationship I desire with him. I want to know that I know that I know that I am doing all he's called me to do and walking out every situation the way he desires to. And when I don't and I fall short, I repent and turn around and say, okay, Daddy God, let's get this right this time. I don't need this lesson again. But will we allow him to be the I am your everything? Back to you, Minister Ruth.
Well, my. Thank you, Prophet Kai. Glory to our Savior and King. What a powerful word that he is. I am, and we must, the call to action, it's imperative, we must trust in his word, his mandate, his purpose, and his will. Shortly, I'll ask you, Prophet Kai, to come back for the benediction after a few announcements. Please, let us pray. Lord, I'm praying for Prophet Kai, my dear sister. She poured out much this morning. I ask that you please pour back into her, fill her up, replenish her, restore her, motivate her, send her with the zeal and a cheerful countenance on her new position, Lord, and help her to continue to support her family and friends as you see fit. Your will be done. We will trust you. Lord, please pray for our fearless leaders, Dr. Pecola and Dr. Vanessa. Continue to bless Dr. Vanessa and keep her. And also, Lord, special prayer for Dr. Pecola. I see restoration. I see healing. I see rejuvenation. I see a renewed spirit in her. Lord, I pray for everyone that's dealing with sickness, mental, financial, emotional, addiction, homelessness, strongholds, divorce, wayward children, contention, stress on the job. Lord, be with them and our bereaved families. Send your Holy Spirit to comfort them and encamp and protect each and every member of our TMC family. Lord, every friend on this call, every new person, every person that's been here almost 11 years and in between, Lord, we thank you. We honor you. We give you glory. To hear the playback of this powerful message, please dial 712-432-1085, PIN 257-677. We also have our new morning motivational call, and today is Thursday. Please dial in to 712-770-4005, PIN number 294-617. Once again, 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617. Thank you again, Brother Daryl, for greeting us. Thank you, our Dr. Vanessa, and thank you, Prophet Kai. I'll ask you to come back and do the benediction at this time.
Thank you, Minister Ruth, for hosting us with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you. Thank you for just being God all by yourself. Thank you for keeping us even when we cannot keep ourselves, for being the I am in our lives. And as we leave this call, but never ever your presence, we want to make sure we give you the praise, glory, and honor that is due you. Father, we love you, we glorify you, and we magnify your holy name. It is in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say amen, amen, and amen. My beautiful TMC family, please go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace and have an amazing day. Bye-bye.